Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes today on Murder in the Morning. Tony Bruschi is off for the week, and off for the week was the Karen Reed trial, or off yesterday, I should say. They were back again yesterday, and we've got some just, wow, ear-piercing audio is what I want to call it, because some of it is horrifically offensive. I just want to throw that out there. We'll get further into it. Carol, have you been following Karen Reed's trial at all?
I have. And it's interesting to me because her defense is very much, it's a conspiracy theory against me, mm-hmm. that I was not the one who did it. And so everybody conspired against me. He was killed inside this party. They set me up, which I don't totally get how they set her up because she returns to the scene. But anyway, but then when this guy testifies, it's like, well, my God. You know, when you think of a law enforcement officer, even if it's one of their own, I could see how the emotions would run high and everything. But like, this guy was a little out of control. It gives her defense a little credibility, actually.
It does. And her defense has sounded absolutely absurd. But now that Michael Proctor, who is a state trooper, a Massachusetts state trooper, Michael Proctor, he took the stand. And I've been listening to this trial since it began. This is the first time I actually did a double take and went, what? I just, whoa. I know that people in positions of power and authority, I know what life is like. I worked in a vet clinic. We, behind the scenes, would say things you'd never want clients to hear. That right. happens everywhere.
I mean,
everywhere.
That's everywhere.
Yes, it happens everywhere. But then to have it called out is just, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to believe it's true. You don't want to believe that people in these roles are capable of this when they're supposed to be, you know, objective about things. And clearly, by the time we're done with our segment here, our listeners are going to go, well, that's not being objective at all.
Right.
It's just not. So let's dive in. The day began on Monday. Tuesday. I've got my day screwed up. With basically kind of a contentious hearing, Norfolk County Prosecutor Laura McLaughlin accused the defense team of delaying witness information. She stated the defense's late synopsis was intended to ambush the Commonwealth, calling for the exclusion of testimony from Dr. Marie Russell, who is expected to discuss John O'Keefe's injuries. Defense attorney David Yannetti rebutted, labeling the prosecution's claims as outrageous and false. Now, the judge decided to step in and try to maintain some order, requested that Yannetti summarize his points without hyperbole. Now, she clarified that the defense would pursue the theory that O'Keefe was attacked by a dog, contrary to earlier indications. We've got that audio from Judge Beverly Canone here.
There's no mic at counsel table, so I'm going to go to the podium with the court's permission.
Yes.
We need to be heard on this.
That's why we're here, Ms. Giannetti.
Thank you. I'd like to start with the most outrageous and false assertion that the Commonwealth made in its motion.
Can I just ask you, there's no jury here, can I just ask you how long this is going to take?
Between 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay. Because I don't need, you know, the hyperbole.
Your Honor, I need to make my argument in the way that I think is most effective for my client. I will keep this brief and succinct, but I have points to make that I need to put on record.
Okay, and I'm the person you are trying to convince, correct?
I understand that. The Commonwealth, in a public filing, wrote the following on page 3 of its motion. Quote, during a pretrial hearing on February 15th, when asked by the court whether there was any dispute about a canine's involvement or canine DNA, Attorney Giannetti indicated no, and that the defense was not pursuing such claim. I was astounded to read that for two reasons. First of all, it is false. It is a lie. Second, the Commonwealth has knowingly lied about something where it's easily verifiable that they lied. We pulled the tape from February 15th.
I don't have that.
I'm sorry?
I don't have that in my motion.
It's on page 3, Your Honor.
I have the Commonwealth's renewed motion for reciprocal discovery, a motion to exclude defendant's expert, Dr. Marie Russell. I don't see your name at all, Ms. Giannetti. I'm on page 3.
I'm sorry, it's not page 3, it's page 4. My apologies. My name is right there on page 4. It says exactly what I just argued to the court. It's about the fifth line down. It starts during a final pretrial hearing on February 15th, exactly as I said.
Okay.
All right. We pulled the tape from that February 15th hearing. Here is what was actually said. This court asked me the following. Quote, while we're talking about DNA, Mr. Giannetti, do we need to be concerned about canine DNA? Where do we stand with that? I replied, no, I think this is the only outstanding DNA issue. The court then replied, okay, so all right, we're not dealing with canine DNA. And I said, no. There is nothing in there, contrary to what the Commonwealth has represented to this court in a public filing, that I said there was no canine involvement. There is nothing in there, contrary to what the canine represented to this court and to the public, that the defense was not pursuing such a claim. Can you imagine the nerve of the Commonwealth to spin that into...
This is the hyperbole I don't need. Could you please get to the point?
Your Honor,
we've got a jury coming in 15 minutes.
I understand, but this is my integrity has been attacked. There have been allegations of bad faith that has been attacked, and I need to defend myself and my client. We were only discussing at that time whether canine DNA was still outstanding, and I succinctly replied, no.
Interesting, huh?
So help me with this part, because I'm not keeping up day to day on all of this. So the canine DNA they're concerned about, that's due to he had a weird series of scratches on his arm. So their theory is that a dog did that.
That's the theory. Although I don't think they found dog DNA.
And so, they would have.
Yeah.
Somewhere on his clothing or.
And I think what they're trying to attribute that to, it could be food. The whole thing is just bizarre. Where did these scratches come from? Did they come from him possibly being dragged behind a car?
And they don't really look like you would think that. Well, number one, it's winter, so he should have some layers of clothing on.
He had a shirt on. I don't think he had a jacket on. I've never seen a jacket referenced. He had maybe a hoodie.
So you would see the scrape, like his clothes would have been all cut up, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
And it is a weird kind of the way it's scraped does not look like being drugged by a car. That you think would just be like road rash looking.
Right.
And this definitely looks like kind of lines, like teeth. But even then, teeth would be puncture wounds. So to me, they don't even really look like an animal.
Well, and here's my other question. I come from the veterinary world. That didn't kill him.
No. Oh my God, not at all. Uh-uh.
I've got scratches on my body that won't heal from my time working in a vet clinic.
So yeah, they're saying that this dog, and perhaps it was a dog supposedly that the people in the residence owned.
Yes, that they no longer have. They rehomed it.
So they're saying it could have been that dog. But even if that's the case, and the dog would have attacked him, how did he die? And what did the autopsy say?
Well, I think he died of blunt force traumas. I'd actually have to look that up because that's foggy in my brain. He died outside. Well, I think he died at the hospital is my understanding. He was barely alive outside and had been out in the cold for hours. Was there a fight inside the house that somehow involved the dog, involved people? Was he killed inside the house and dumped outside? That's one theory that's been floated. Or was he fighting with Karen? Maybe the fight started in the house. They went outside. They're all shit-faced drunk. She had like 9 or 10 drinks at a bar before she got back into her car. And she's very petite like me. She was just blitzed. There was no excuse for her behind the wheel whatsoever. So I'm just wondering, are they trying to say that there was a fight inside? Maybe the fight continued outside. I've been around dogs where if two people are arguing, the dog gets in the middle and tries to defend the owner, you know, and will attack. So was something going on where the dog felt the need to intervene and protect its owner? And then something happened outside and he got hit by the car and killed?
Could these scratches have happened before earlier that day or the day before?
Yep.
Because I did Google it. He the cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head and hypothermia.
Mm-hmm. I think if he had been found sooner, he may have survived. They may have gotten him the cerebral help that he needed because he got whacked in the head. I think there was blood in his eyeballs. I mean, it was bad. Maybe he could have survived, but I think the hypothermia didn't do him any favors. In some cases that can preserve somebody and they can be revived. But I think his injuries were such that he just succumbed to them.
And I wonder if she knows what she did. You know,
she has no clue. She was so drunk. She doesn't know.
And, you know, maybe she didn't do it. I have no idea. But it does to me, you know, I could see they drove to this party together. They get in some fight on the way. He gets out and she's pissed and backs out quickly. She might not have even known she did it.
Yeah. Ugh. She made some statements to the EMTs and paramedics, you know, to the effect of, did I hit him? You know, that's ramblings of a drunk person who maybe had a slight memory of, I was the last person with him. Did I do this?
Right.
You know, so it's, but the thing is, nobody knows what happened that night. They are all telling the same story as much as they can remember. And nobody knows what happened to John O'Keefe.
I don't think
there's somebody sitting in the wings that is hiding something. I think they are all drunk. Shit-faced drunk, and nobody knows what happened, but one of their friends wound up dead.
But there's damage to her car. There was pieces of the light there.
But we also saw in the driveway, she bumped into another car backing out.
So that could have been the damage.
Yeah. So it's just, it's convoluted.
I kind of, in my gut, feel like she did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, when you hear some of this testimony that we're going to talk about, it muddies the water.
It does. And let's get to that. So Michael Proctor's cross-examination continued with scrutiny of some rather unprofessional comments, including calling Reed a whack job and making disparaging remarks about a medical condition she had.
If you like women who shit themselves.
And again, sir, what is it that you're referring to there?
Again, a regrettable comment I made about Ms. Reed's medical condition.
Now, if I could direct you to the following page, 2645. And again, if you could read from that page as far as who is, and indicate to the jury who is speaking and what is being said on page 2645.
I'm speaking right now. The statement she made tonight at 8:07 was mental. Thank Christ it was on BWC, which is body worn camera. Trooper Kukowski responds, that's her, smoke. Trooper Kukowski again, what'd she say? I respond, said the Alberts beat the shit out of O'Keefe, left him for dead, and that's why her taillight was cracked. She's gross. Trooper DeChico, oh, fuck her, bitch.
See, that's where it starts getting muddied, because when you've got the law enforcement talking about someone who possibly killed him, that's not for sure. They don't know. But when you hear him talking about her like that, then it does seem biased.
It does. It absolutely does. And there's a piece of audio. I was struggling to find it. I found it this morning and then I ran into some audio troubles. But they reference that she, I think the words were she leaks poo. So she must have some sort of like irritable bowel syndrome or something. And so they're making comments about.
And how would they even know that?
That's a really good question.
Is it just like, you know, how you and I would go, she's so full of shit, and they're just saying, well, she shits herself? Or I mean, how would they even know anything about her?
Yeah.
That's a very personal thing. You don't go around telling people that, although they got really drunk that night.
Yeah, who knows? So we're about to dive into even more things. Prosecutor Adam Lally later had Proctor read even more text messages aloud, including a conversation where Proctor shared his belief that Reed did hit John O'Keefe with her car. The unprofessionalism was further underscored by a June 9th, 2022 text to his wife about Karen Reed's arrest, where he said, we're going to lock this whack job up, and we have that audio here.
Between myself and Trooper DeChico.
And again, what is the first message sent, date and time, last message sent, date and time, and number of messages contained therein?
First message sent, date and time, April 28th, 2022 at 1:09 p.m. Last message sent, date and time, April 28th, 2022, 4:45 p.m.
And the number of messages, sir?
Four.
And if you could read the contents of those messages contained therein, please indicate who's speaking.
So I sat out, of course, it's undetermined. She was a whack job. Trooper DeChico responds, dear God, WTF, what the hell is inconclusive about the whole thing?
And as far as your indication there, as far as she was a whack job, who are you referring to there?
Ms. Reed.
Now, as far as the undetermined of what you're talking about, what is sort of the content or the context of this conversation?
That would be the manner of death was determined to be undetermined by the medical examiner's office.
And so I ask you again, as far as your reference there in the bottom of the first page, as far as she was a whack job, whom do you believe you're referring to there?
Again,
Ms. Reed or the medical examiner?
Ms. Reed.
Mm-mm. See, once again, muddying the waters. I kind of feel like if she gets off, it's on this guy.
Yeah, I do too.
How did they even think to look at this text exchange, like his text messages? Like, I wouldn't think about that if a police officer is investigating it. I wouldn't be like, let's see your text messages.
There was talk of gifts being given to certain families, like Proctor was given a gift or something, or it was suggested given a gift. And it's all because these are cops. You know, this happened at a cop's house. A cop died. So everybody was thinking, you know, we need to make sure this is on the up and up.
Yeah.
Because cops are investigating cops. And it just brought into question, we need to make sure that everything is above board here. And so now we've discovered some really ugly things that have been said back and forth between people who should have remained objective and clearly here didn't. And we're about to get to some testimony from Michael Proctor that I'm going to tell you. Carol and I talked about this before we aired it. And Carol is sweet enough to say, you know, should we kind of blur out what's being said? Because it's offensive. It's using the R word, which is retarded. And I hate that word. I don't think it should be used, like, to say, oh, you're retarded. Well, no, we don't speak that way. That's not acceptable. And my thought was, we need to play it because this is what this state trooper was saying about somebody he's investigating. We need to hear how bold this man is to say these things. And we need to hear it in its entirety. And there's a piece of audio that I don't have for today, where Michael Proctor refers to Karen Reed, I'm going to say it a very bad word here, as a cunt. Mm. He said that about her.
And she's a suspect, but she's not been proven guilty.
Correct. Correct. So, you know, it does. Just like you said, it muddies the water. It leaves reasonable doubt now in anybody in the jury because these are people in positions of authority where they are not acting objective or professional. Mm-mm. And so everything just slides down the scale as being unacceptable here. So if you can find that audio that I just referenced, Proctor reiterated that his comments and personal feelings did not compromise the investigation's integrity or the evidence gathered. However, the defense argued that such unprofessional behavior cast doubt on Proctor's objectivity.
You could just read the three responses from yourself, sir.
Okay, so these came from me. Funny, I'm going through his retarded client's phone. No nude so far. I hate that man. I truly hate him.
Now, with reference to the investigation at this point, when you're talking about his client's phone, who are you referring to?
Miss Reed.
And with regards the phone at that point, can you describe for the jury sort of what's going on during this time period of August 17th, 2022 in regard to Ms. Reed's phone?
So after obtaining a search warrant for Ms. Reed's phone, we weren't able to extract any data from it until August of 2023. Troopers in my office knew I was going through the phone that evening. I was most interested in location data, text messages, Google searches. That was the update I gave the troopers in the office. It was a distasteful joke. I should have gave a proper update instead of that. I wasn't able to go through the phone as thoroughly as possible because I came across some a text between an attorney and Ms. Reed, so I had to stop going through her phone, and it made my supervisors aware of those communications.
It's so unprofessional.
Yeah. There's a part in there, I don't know if you caught it, where he mentioned the R word and then he said no nudes.
Yeah. So he was looking for
nude pictures of Karen Reed on her phone.
Was he disappointed? Like, and how would that have, how, you know, maybe they could have said, well, she's sending nudes to somebody else. You know, I don't know how they were trying to use that against her.
Yeah, this just reeks of inappropriate behavior by the people investigating this case. It now has changed the narrative to, it's not so much that she was drunk and maybe hit her boyfriend and killed him. Now it looks like they tried to set her up and maybe there was an accident, but they wanted to make it look worse.
Because I do think if she did she's drunk, she's mad, she backs out, she hits him. I don't think she ever knew that she did.
Yeah.
Or if she did, she was drunk and thought, he'll get up. I don't know that there was any premeditation at all on her part. But the fact that no one was there, and then you hear this sort of thing, or no one was there who witnessed anything, and then the people in the house are like, no, he never even came in. So there's, I don't know how many people were in the house. But when you hear this stuff, it gives her credibility.
Yeah.
Her defense credibility.
It does. And when deliberations come, I guarantee that Michael Proctor's name is going to pop up quite a bit. I think everything that we've heard up until now really, it killed some time, killed 22 days of, you know, of the jurors' time. But I think this testimony is going to be key here, and we'll see how this all plays out.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.